Okay, let's get into Moed Katan, Daf Chav Gimel, the last daf here in Mesachas Moed Katan, the last daf here in Seder Moed. Those who have been along for the ride, it's been unbelievable, and let's do it. We have today's daf in front of us. So we are on Chav Beis Mabez, towards the bottom, and we spoke about the Mishnah mentioned different dihugim that one does on Chol HaMoed. One doesn't leave the mace in the like they used that they used to stopping in the place in the street in order to allow people to give hespedim. That's not done. Women are never left even for a moment. Mipnei Hakavod. We'll see what the Gemara says about Mipnei Hakavod. Right elsewhere, the Bavli and the Rishonim quote because issues of ziva, issues of liquids flowing out. But the Gemara is going to give a different source. And then the Gemara Mishnah quoted a difference between ma'anos and metapchos. On the Tanakhama said on Chol HaMoed, there's ma'anos and not metapchos, and Rabbi Shmuel said those close to the mita can be metapchos. And then the Gemara started quoting a brisa, which goes through the whole daf today. The brisa differences between avelus for a parent and avelus for other relatives. So the brisa quoted the issues of how long the hespedim are and how much do we push, so to speak, the levaya from going. And the Gemara, the Brisa then quoted, whether one cuts the collar, because the collar, if one has the rim of the collar, does one cut it? So the mayor says, on other mesim, there's no need. You can start from under the collar and go down the hem that goes around the neck. But for a parent, one has to cut the collar. Call mesim in a mavdil, kind of suffishalo, el alav available, divir mayor. Rebuta says no. Rebuta says no. You never allowed to not cut the Enum Abdel the Kanesafe. If you don't, then it's not called a Kriya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even for other Mesim, you have to cut it from the top, going through the rim of the collar, the neckline border. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rabbi Yehuda doubly. So first, the Gemara just quoted a story about Rabbi Yochanan, that he tore Kriya of his Shabbos clothes when he heard that Rabbi Chanina had passed away. So now, Kiv, three lines from the bottom, but where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rabbi Yehuda? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to cut from the collar rim, right, from the neckline border. So Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. Why? For the following, Ki Tanina Tamar, because we have a Mishnah in Harios. The Mishnah in Harios says, Kohen Gadol Pori Milamata Vahedya Milamalan. A Kohen Gadol, when he does Kriya, he's not allowed to do Kriya. He doesn't have Nihuke of Avelus, but he does some type of Kriya, as we'll see, explained. But he does it from below, and the Hedyot, a Kohen Hedyot, where he does regular Kriya, does it from above. So what does below and above mean? So Machlokes, what the Mishnah means. Rabbi Elazar, B'shem Kana, Lamala, Lamala, Mikana Safa. Rabbi Elazar says, Lamala, Lamala means above the line, above the neckline border. So that's what it means above. The Hedyot does a cut above the border. Lamata, lamata, mikata safa. And below means below the neckline border. And the Gemara is going to say that this opinion, Blazer B'Shem Kana, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's, you don't cut the neckline border, it's not a Kriya. So therefore, a Kohen Hedyot has to do a real Kriya, read the neckline, cutting the neckline border. And the Kohen Gadol does it. He does a symbolic cut, as we'll see. So the Tanakhama here, Blazer, the first opinion, Blazer B'Shem Kana, explains the Mishnah as Lamala and Lamata, they're both within Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara is guessing, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lamata Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, Lamata, when the Kohen Gadol, when it says Lamata, he means from the bottom of his beged, all the way at the bottom. And Lamala means on top of the beged, but it could be under the Kane Safa. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he understands the Mishnah as even the real cut of the Kohen Hedyot could be under and not cut the Kane Safa. So you see, he's against Rabbi Yehuda. He's against Rabbi Yehuda in the pshat of on top, Lamala, and the pshat of on bottom. Lamala, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lamala means under the Karnasafa, and Lamata means mamish at the bottom of the beged. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shem Kana, hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Va'asya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shem Kana, Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yochanan argues on the pshat of the Mishnah, and the first pshat of the Mishnah agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says the Karnasafa can be, even without cutting the Karnasafa, it's still called a Kriya. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. But the Gemara then says, I'm not sure if this holds, because there's another shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, if we want to say that the Mishnah Harios is really following Rabbi Yehuda, that's a problem, because lo yifrom kol ikar, because there's another statement elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do any kind of tear. Right? The Mishnah here says that the Kohen Gadol does some type of tear milamatan, But we have another statement of Rabbi Yehuda that it's an ubagadav lo yifrom, she'eno bifriya uprima klal. He doesn't do any priya and frima, as the Karbon Eda explains. So the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. So, okay, we're going to add on a line here that appears there in Harios, in the Yerushalmi and Harios, or Harios, the end of Nezikin. So we have Yerushalmi and Harios. The Gemara says there, lo as yada ella al aviv al imo kribi meir. It must be that the Mishnah there is talking about for a parent, and it's according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, who says that he does, Kohen Gadol does a type of kriya. Therefore, this Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore maybe you can't prove from here that Rabbi Yochanan is against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so the Gemara just says that we don't have a proof to that way. So Mike could do, and the Gemara just adds, what's exactly is the purpose of the Kohen Gadol doing a kriya if he's not, you know, mechuyev, and maybe he's not even allowed to? So why does he do this kriya milamatan? Chomer be Kohen Gadol. We're just stringent by a Kohen Gadol, she'ena mavda kanasafo, who can't be mavda the kanasafo, can't do a real kriya, so he does this symbolic type of kriya, a token kriya. Elsewhere it says maybe just to reflect his agmas nefesh, meaning for a Kohen Gadol not to do anything when a relative dies, that would maybe reflect brazenness, reflect a lack of a feeling. We don't want that to be done. Again, the Kohen Gadol can't do regular nihugi avelus or aninus. He's always lifnei Hashem. Right, the Gemara in Moed Katan that has the line that a Kohen Gadol always is like a Jew on Yisrael on Chag. She's always in the state of lifnei Hashem. Remember the Rambam we had in Klei HaMikdash, I think it was, that a Kohen Gadol hardly ever leaves Yerushalayim. He has a house in Yerushalayim. Menachas Chinuch says because he brings a carbon every day. There's a mitzvah of Lina, so he can't leave Yerushalayim. But either way, the Kohen Gadol, you know, is in that state, but he has to reflect a little bit that he lost and he recognizes that loss. Okay, now we continue the brisa. I'll call a mesim who shaleh lachar shiva, another mesim besides a parent. He can do a basic stitch up after shiva, umach lachar shloshim, and do a full stitch up after shloshim. I love valimo inamach olamis, but for a parent, he's never allowed to be ma'acha and stitch it up perfectly. Rav Chaim Kadievsky here reflects why, because by other avelim after 30 days, avelis is over. Avar zman avelis, it's over. But for a parent, there's always something. There's always a vestige. A parent of la'olam ikaksas avelus. Kedashka, like we had earlier. If somebody didn't have a beged to tear, they were wearing a friend's beged when they heard about a parent, and then a month later, 6 months later, years later, they're korea. They're korea years later. So you see there's a something. There's a vestige of being of avelus for a parent that stays, that remains forever. A person loses his parents, that affects his entire life. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nasan Aisha Shalom Zbiyad, a woman sews it up right away for tzniyas purposes. Uma'ach halacha shloshim, right, on a rudimentary level, she could be shola right away, and ichui could be done after shloshim for other relatives, meaning for the ichui is the same for a woman or a man, it's just the difference is shalavas biyad. Alaviyav alima ina ma'achel lamas. Eza ichui, what does ichui mean? Ka'arik. That means, ichui means a full, like, all right, as if it's woven and you look at it and you can't tell the difference. Hasulam v'hakefesh in ma'akvin. If somebody sews it up like a ladder, meaning you leave spaces, you leave space in between the strings, v'hakefesh. Then I'm sure that what does kefesh mean? Or the carbon aida has a gears of kefel. Kefesh is lekapel. Maybe it's like folded. You do it in a way that's folded, or you do it quickly so it's not done in a perfect umnis way. Ein ma'akvin. So then that is not ma'ake. That's not called a real ichui. Fine. Akala meisimino korea ela elyon belvad. Other difference for other relatives. One only tears the outer garment, the elyon. Al aviv al imo afil asara zel gavzeh. For a parent, all of them. Even 10, you're in 10 begadim, you have to wear the jacket, you have to tear the shirt, you have to tear all of them. Ein afikrasin ma'akevis, but not the afikrasin. What's the afikrasin? 2 days in the Rishonim, 2 days quoted here in the Karbon Eda. Afikrasin, maybe it means the undershirt, right? The beged asamach lebasaro, so the one that's just there for protect from sweat, so that's not ma'akev, or the like a scarf. Beged shemachasin bo'arosh, a scarf, some type of beged that's not meant to cover the body, but it covers the head, so then that is not ma'akid, that doesn't have to be done. Ha'isha in a karas el elyon bavad. But a woman, even for a parent, only does the elyon, because again, of the counter pressure of tzniyas, or tani of shemen elazar omer, another option. Ha'isha karas is a primi. A woman does, be korea, the inner garment like a man, but then, vofach to lachore, then she's allowed to turn it around, the choseras of karas is ashar. and then she tears the outer ones. Either way, to protect her coven. I'll call a mesim who also begiyat shloshim on other mesim gihut. Gihut is some type of pressing. I'm not exactly sure what the parallel is modern terms, but a lot of other mesim could wear pressed clothes after shloshim. I love a limo at shemasa chodesh the whole year. Is usher. Ezeo giyutz, kleitzemer, miguhatzen chadashim. What is giyutz? Woolen, new miguhatz, kleipishtun, miguhatzen, levadim. Only white. Only white. Alkala mesim, wasa bitiklachazat shloshim. Another mesim, the isser of a haircut is until shloshim, and after shloshim it's all mutter. Alaviv al imo, achi shalach para, o achi yigabo chaveirav. Big discussion here about this O. About this O. Some have it in the girsa, some don't have it in the girsa. Big nafgamina. Here it says, either achishal para, until it's long, right, which is like, I don't know, objective, oshigar b'chaverif, or until his friends tell him, you need a haircut, right? They growl at him, literally, you need a haircut. So either or, according to our girsa, if you look at the carbon eda, it's and. Achigu para v'yigaru b'chaverif, achi berusho, shekfar gidal para yosir idai, achachaverif gorer mirov sarosav. So this is a question it's dealt with in the postgame. The Rama quotes in Simon Shinsadi, which is the siman about getting a haircut and shaving in Sfira. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol ha'meisim galeich lachar shloshim alav av imo achigu bo chaverav gira chaverav rama ve'ein regel mahani impaga kodesh achigu bo chaverav." Right, so we paskin. But let's say, we'll get to this special later. Also, I think that if there's a yontif for a parent, you're still not allowed to shave if it's, let's say, within shloshim. Right, that's that nihug of avelos doesn't stop by shiva. As we'll see, because Shiva, I'm sorry, but it doesn't stop by Yantif, because Yantif breaks things that have to do with Shiva and Shloshim, but if there's a different shear, like Yigru B'chaveirav, so that's not stopped. Ayin Arachayim, B'shir Gara Yishbo Plugta, V'noagim B'gimel Chadashim. The Rama quotes, Gimel Chadashim, 3 months. Maybe that was the shear of getting a haircut in the days of the Rama. Others are more, we'll call it Elu Nogin Shem, Mistapren Al Aval, Im Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. The Rama quotes, "Im loshe utzarech yod shechpad alav saro shalach benodzi kachavim umisnaval beneim v'sarosav demutul asaper." There are others that are mekel bizman hazeh after shloshim, also because maybe we get haircuts more often, and yigaru bo chaverav comes sooner. Everybody should ask their local posting, but that's the Rama and the din of yigaru bo chaverav. Yisrael barav du mi demakas ime. Kumi Moadai Tvanya Yomin Shobar Avdumi, his mother died 8 days before Yantif Usa Shalar Bimana. Amarle, Kaldavar Shu Tali, here's the line. Kaldavar Shu Tali Bishibo Vishloshim Aregal Mafsik. Anything that's Tali on days, like 7 or 30, Shivu Shloshim, the regular is Mafsik. Bramhacha, here, it's not about Shivet Shloshim. It's a different shear, Mitzad Kibbut Ava Aim. Achi Shalach Pero, Achi Yigabro Chaverav, a different shear, and therefore Shivet Shloshim doesn't, Yantif wouldn't stop the shloshim in this case. I'll call a mace, vena magala es liba adelava vibo diver mayor. Mayor says, for a parent, we want us to have gilui halev, cut all the way down, not just a tefach as we saw, but all the way until one uncovers the heart. Rav Shmuel, b'shema Rav Avdumi, b'shema Bartanchum, mipnei, why do you go down to the heart? B'shema ba'lami menu, mitzvahs kavod. Because up until now, you had a certain level of kibud ava aim, and now it's lost. Again, there is a type of let's say, Mora Kavod, and maybe a different type of Kavod afterwards, like not quoting by first name, and if there's still a seat that the father sat in, there's still Yira, but Kavod, what are the examples of Kavod, Malbish, and Ma'achil, and Mashke, those don't apply after death. So because the loss of that mitzvah, which has to do with the Kavod of the heart, right, the Pnei Moshe, but if Shabbat Menu Mitzvah's Kavod, Kibud HaTalui Belev, a mitzvah that's so in the heart, so that's why it is, as a symbol of that, I cut down to the heart. Chai Shmolevitz has a line in Sichas Musar that we know there are a lot of activities and actions that is demanded for Kibbut Av Ha'Aim, but he says, obviously, the Iker is inside. The Iker is to be Ma'arich, the parent. He writes this at the end of Maimar Lamed Zayin. The Kein Mekubalni, She'ein Mitzvahs Kibbut Av, Miskayemes Kel Chasa, Ela Im Kein Ma'arich HaBenes Aviv, Ma'aritzo ma'od, who holds him in high esteem. V'chayeva ben limso ba'aviv tchunos u'mailos. The son has to find in the father certain attributes. Shebohen hu mitztayein yosir mikolechan zulaso, that he can look up to. V'areyu bohen gadol ador. He that to look at his father as a gadol adar is ernir. Zochei noag adoni mori v'rabi. Ki im lo ya'arichenu belibo. Ve'ena machshivu b'mamaki nafshu. If he doesn't, if he's not ma'arichim in his heart, and he's not, doesn't hold him up in esteem. Ki az afilu machilu mashkeyu. Even if he feeds him and gives him the drink, v'kam lefanav, he stands in front of him, v'aratz lefanav. He just does the actions on misafa v'lachutz. But he doesn't feel it. Lokiyim mitzvahs kibadav kalikir. He doesn't get the mitzvah. And he quotes, look in the Sefer Charedim, look in the Chayei Adam. So this is a crucial. This is exactly what the Gemara says here about the lev. It's a kavod alev, and that's why one rips to the heart. Kavod alev. The Minchas Chinuch, if you remember, discusses kibadav aim in terms of bein adam lamakom, bein adam lachaveiro. The Sefer Hachinuch in mitzvah lamagimel has both elements. The Sefer Hachinuch says kibadav aim is about a Hakaras Hatov. We've had shiurim about this. Number one, Hakaras Hatov. Parents brought you into the world. And number two, thanking and recognizing that the human parents will lead me to recognize the third partner in bringing me into the world. And that's, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Menachas Chinuch, though, towards the end of Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, he wonders about tshuva. Because he says, tshuva means, by Beit Adam HaChavero, Achi Yiratza Boaz Chavero. So, by Kibbut of Aim, he's Mesupik. Lefia mavuah b'Rambam, like he just quotes, Acharaz es chaveru b'mitzvah zu shal kibud dehu nosaf de gzeras hakasavu de nosaf al kibud kala. Then besides the kavod I have to give for every person, I'm not allowed to be mitzaer, and I have a mitzvah that's at least basic. To b'adam acher ein yisur elo l'saro v'kamitz al chabdo im lo kibdu. Maybe that added extra element is a mitzvah that the Torah demands, that, and that's between me and Hashem, and therefore I just have to do tshuva between me and Hashem. Or no. O Dilma, kiva da Hashem yizbarach tziva zu a mitzvah b'nadam machavero, havi b'nadam machavero, v'lo mahani tshuva im lo shiratzes of v'imo. Pashtus is the second suggestion, but he has that chakira. But either way, at root, it's a mitzvah of kavod. Akala Mason, we continue the Brysa. Akala Mason, Wasser Leilet Mascar Shloshim Yom, for the first 30 days, he can't go to business. That means a business? Business? The Mefarshim explained, maybe it's business, it's a business trip that has a whole group of people. It's a social environment. So, social environment, social settings, first 30 days for other Mason. But for a parent, until his friends tell him, what's wrong with you? Are you gonna come with us? So maybe it's later. Minhag Olam is not to go to social events all the whole year, but here's a different lushan until it's parallel to the haircut. I'll call a mason also leilich besudah shloshim yom. Another mason is also to be in a suda all 30 days shloshim. I'll have al imo at shemasar chodesh for a parent shemasar chodesh. So again, what type of suda is meant here? What could you go into a suda without eating? That's shin tzadi aleph. Shin tzadi aleph. Avil aser b'chol mine simcha. O mine simcha. So he talks about it there. I'll call him asim nichnas the basim mishal lachar shloshim yom. I love it v'ilm alachar yud beis chodesh. V'afshana muberes. Butal lachar yud beis chodesh. V'cholu. And he continues in the next one. Likanis l'chuppa. Could you go to a wedding without eating? Different dayas, right? The many go to chuppas today, but don't go to the reception. The Gemara now continues. Im haisa chaburas mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, o kiddush achodesh mutter. If it's a chabur asudas mitzvah or kiddush achodesh meal, then it's mutter. What exactly does that mean? Karbana eda, chabur as mitzvah, chabur as pesach, kadshim, meiser sheni, v'chein kol davar shetzorach ba'atzmo, af agav she'olcha ba'chabur, v'isha mishna v'simcha. Different days are now in the post. I'm going to talk all about bar mitzvah, asiyum, right, the ramah. Chabur as mitzvah, kigon meisi yasum ba'amana l'shem shemayim, imo yochal shem yizbatel. If you wouldn't go, the yasum wouldn't be able to get married. What about the other types of sudas? What about a brismila? The Ramah talks all about this here in Simon Shin Tzadi Aleph. Shin Tzadi Aleph, the others talk about on the side, I think the Rebbe Behuda talks about what about a bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah root is a siyum celebrating Torah. What about a Shalom Zachar? Right? The Pischei Tshuva. Im Shachach v'haya al Asudas Zachar b'lel Shabbos, Shari le'lelech l'machar b'Shabbos al Asudas b'smila, d'myol le'lech y'milsa b'farhesya, v'ein zebarer. My question about if you're not going would be a milsa de farhesya. So then does one have heterim to go? Okay. Harei, we continue. She'emachlef b'gadim kol shiva. What happens if somebody puts on other clothing? They tore their clothing and they put on a different shirt. During Shiva Chayav Lakoras Kulan, you have to tear them. It's not a din of the beket that you were in at the Shas Patira or the Shas Kvura. All begotten. Reb Chiya, Rabba, V'Rav Chama, Avui, Reb Oshia, these two great rabbis, Shrian Amrin, Kulo, Nasur, and Be'ichui. They hold that they're all, whatever you put on, let's say you put on another beged on day four, day six, you're not allowed to sew them up. Bar Kapara Amar Ein Lecha Aser Beichoy Eliyam Rishon Movad. Bar Kapara says no, only the first day cut. The first day cut is the one that's Aser to be Ma'acha. The other ones are a secondary category. Amar Rav Chuna Palga Acheres Beinir. Rav Chuna says, oh, we have this machlokas about which ones are allowed to be Ma'acha. So it must be that there's another machlokas at root here. Mandamar Kolan Asur and Beichoy. According to the first two rabbis, Rav Chiya Rabban and Rav Chama, they must hold. They hold all the days of Shiva that you're ripping is like the first day. And therefore, and therefore, not only do all of them have an Isser Ichui, but no matter how many begadim you put on every day, you have a Chiv to be Korea. Because one might say it's the not the Maisakri, it's the being in a state of wearing torn begadim. Mandamar Ein Lecha Aser Be'ichui El Yom Rishon Bavav, and according to the second opinion of Bar Kapara, only the first day ones have an Isser of Ichui, Ose Shar Yam and Tosefes. The other days are a secondary category. Afilo Yeshal of Kama Begadim, Eino Korea Se El Yom Bavav. So even if you're wearing other begadim, so maybe you would only have to tear the outer one, because it's a secondary type of tearing. It's not the same exact rules as the first day. Okay. We continue now with the last Mishnah here in Maseches Moed Katan. Barashi Chadashim, we spoke in the last Mishnah about what the Nihugim were on Chol HaMoed with a Levaya. So we said that one doesn't stop and leave the coffin in the street in order to encourage Aspedim, and women never, but that was the halacha on Chol HaMoed. So what about the following? Who Barashi Chadashim, Bechanaka, Bepurim? What about Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Purim? On those days, which lechora are less than Chol HaMoed. So those, and what did the Mishnah say about on Chol HaMoed, women are allowed to be ma'anos, but not metapchos. Yes, ma'anos, no metapchos. So on these days, it's one level less, says the Mishnah, ma'anos umetapchos. They can be ma'ana, some type of wailing, and metapchos, clapping. Bazeo, but by both Chol HaMoed and by Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, lo makonenos. Take out the word avol. They're not makonen. They don't do some other deeper act of avelus. Nikvar ameis lo manas lo matapchos. But once the kfura takes place, then neither. Then nothing, none of these are allowed to be done. Again, there are different halachas. Often when there's a levaya on some of these days, it's very hard. It's very hard in terms of the no espedim rule. So, some start, I'm not going to give a hesped, I'm just going to give words of inspiration. If one does that, one has to make sure that it's more inspiring than the sadness that sometimes it depends on the situation that it is in. Ezehu, but this is one of those that I also sometimes say, it's very difficult in these situations. One wants to express, but one just has to do it in a way that is halakhically okay. My mother was nifter on Rosh Chodesh Av, but the Levaya was 2 days later. So that's why it was less of a problem. Ezeo Inui. So what's Inui and what's Mekonenos? So says the Mishnah, Ezeo Inui Shekulan Onos Ka'achas. Right? Because there's Ma'anos and Metapchos and Mekonenos. Inui is the one that's the least serious, and that's Inui is allowed to be done on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim, and even allowed on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to be Ma'anos, not Matapo. So what's Inui? Shekulan Onos Ka'achas. Everybody's wailing, so to speak, together. The Kina, what's Mekonos? Kina Sha'achas Medaberes. One of them says, V'kulam Onos Achareha. One responsively, that's considered something less, right? Something that's less allowed. It's more serious of a nihuk. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, it starts off talking about women. Kishamana nashim dvar Hashem, vatikach aznichem diber piv, v'lamedna benoseichem nehi. Teach your daughters nehi, crying out, v'isha reusa kina. So you see, kina there is isha reusa, a woman and her friend, which is a reference to responsive. But the Mishnah ends off. We want to end off on a positive. After, Moed Katan had a lot of avelus. The Karban Eda says you want to end on a Davar Tov. The Pnei Moshe says you want to end Seder Moed on a Davar Tov. So it's clear, even though in the Bavli and in Mishnayos, we have Chagiga after. We have Chagiga after Moed Katan. But the Pnei Moshe points out here that in the Yerushalmi, here, this seems to be the last one. Right? Mishum demoed katan siyum kol seder moedu, since it's the siyum of all seder moed, lo boilis saluke b'milsa d'avelus. We don't want to end with something of avelus, messiah medover tov. That's what we end with the following. So, avala asid lavo, ba'wa mer, what's going to happen in the future? There's not going to be any more inui or makonos, but bila hamavas lanetzach, death will be removed forever. Umach Hashem elokim dimam al kalpanim. Hashem is going to remove all of the tears. There's a machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is that pasuk referring to? Is what it's referring to. If you look in Rashi in Maseches Psachim, right? Not Rashi on Yeshayo, where the pasuk is mentioned, but Rashi in Psachim mentions that this refers to Olam Haba. It's referring to at a time where there won't be any death. That's what Rashi says on Samaches Amid Aleph. Yevula Malach Hamaves Shelo Yishlot. That's Rashi. There won't be death anymore, which is referring to a time, you know, in the future. The Radak, as he often does in Navi, says this pasuk is referring to Yemos HaMashiach, meaning not a time where there won't be death, but there won't be death other than natural death of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There won't be enemies. There won't be war. Says the Radak on this pasuk in Yeshayo, Yashchis v'yevatel amaves rotzon lomar misa mikres lo misa tivis. There won't be any misa mikra. There will be mitzvah tivis, ritzon olamar, hahariga shayu horgim osama goyim begalus, oz tevatel osamisa. That death will be gotten rid of. Vahadim ashayis al kalpanim, ritzon olamar, al kol pnei am Yisrael, shayu bochim begalus tamid, meharo shayu osim lema goyim. Oz, that anti-Semitism and that terrible death, oz imacha hakel osa dimel me al pneim. That's going to be removed. Kilotielem sara od. The cherpas imo yasir miyal kala aras. Shim mufuzarim bechala aras. Vailem cherpa, that's going to be removed. Kipir Hashem diver. So that's the death that's going to be removed in the future. So Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly this pasuk is referring to. Rav Tanchum bar Eloi demach bechanuksa. Rav Tanchum died on Chanukah. Rav Dosa demach barish yarcha denisan. He died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avdin le'evra. They did a sudas havra'a for them. For them, Sovereign Meimar Mindaita Drabanan. They thought, oh, it must have been because the Rabbanan were asked that this was appropriate to do a Sudas Havra, right? Sudas Havra on Yantiv. Ubatkun Ma'ashkun Delo Mindaita Drabanan. And they found out, we're going to go with Argios of this Gemara and on one understanding of the Gemara. They checked it to it and they saw it's not true. It wasn't Midas the Rabbanan, which sounds like it's inappropriate to do a Sudas Havra on Chalamoed, on Chanukah or on Rosh Chodesh. Rev Kruspoi Demach B'Mo'adaya, he died on a Chalamoed, V'Adon Le'Evraya. And also, he did a Sudas Havra. Sovereign Meimar Mindaid Rabbi Ami. They thought, oh, it must have been because they asked Rabbi Ami. Ubatkun V'Ashkechon Delo Mindaid Rabbi Ami. And they did research and they realized, no. If you look at the Rosh is 2 days in Simin Nuntes here in Moed Katan, how to understand this. Is this Girsa, is the Maskana that it sounds like it's not appropriate to do a Sudas Havra? Or is it? So that's a question, how to understand this line. And he quotes this from a number of Rishonim earlier, about the appropriateness of this. His question is how to understand this, right? It means that they didn't check, but if they would have checked, they would have answered correctly. Is it just a historical question? They would have agreed, but they just didn't ask. Or, no, they didn't ask, and if they would have asked, that it would have been wrong. So it's 2 days. Also, the Minchas Elazar points out, interesting, this is the only time in all of, he says this, Bavli Yerushalmi, that there is a yard site listed. A specific day that one of the rabbis died. Reb Dosa died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, we know in the Torah, there's only one day listed. That's Aaron HaKohen. Right, Rosh Chodesh Av is listed at the end of Bamidbar. But all others, even Zayin Adar, is learned that from Chazal. But he says, this is the only one. Lo Kedai Lo Oreru Litzayin. Gami, he says, Rashi quotes at the end of Yevamis, he quotes Rashi Kuf Chabez, that there was a minog on the day of a yard site. They used to make a limud. But he says, Lo Nimsa B'Shum Makom B'Shas. Bavli Yerushalmi Umedrashe Chazal Be'eze Yom Niftar Tana O Amora Zulasikan Rosh Chodesh Nisan Niftar Rebbe Dosa. Interesting ha'ara. We continue. Rabbi Chelber Rabbi Bar Zavda B'Shem Rav Afilu Shah. Just going back on the Mishnah. You don't put a woman's coffin down even momentarily. Why? I mean, Hada this limud. Batamasha Miriam to cover Sham. Miriam died, buried right away. There's no break in between. Va'anan Chamir Abanan Anin B'Dibura. Now we go back to the other halacha about ma'anos u'metapchos. One second, we see that the Mishnah said in about Chol HaMoed that there's ma'anos and ma'anos is not responsive and not metapchos, but we see the Rabbanan, some of the Rabbanan, they do answer, they did answer in responsibly at a levaya on Chol HaMoed. Vanan chamir Rabbanan ani bedibura. Amr Rav Yirmiya chaveir mizrizim hein ve'inabon l'dei chesped. Because their zaras, we know that they're not going to be drawn into having more of a hesped, so they're zaras, and therefore that's why it's allowed for them. Tani, we end off a molichin chalilim beis avel. One is not allowed to bring chalilim flutes to a beis avel, which was used to create the mood in the beis avel. But av a molichin chalilim beis simcha beis mishta. But on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to bring chalilim to a beis simcha, to a wedding. What to a wedding? There's no weddings going on Chol HaMoed, as we mentioned earlier in ma'arvin simcha besimcha. But if the shemar brachas, right, the pnei Moshe kon nisuin hayav erev regal. It was erev regal. And now the Simcha Beis HaMishta, and the Shalom Yerushalayim here notes in the back, there's nothing as great as a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and therefore, that's how the Masechta ends. Hadra L'Perakim HaGalchin, Seder Moed, Baruch Hashem, Ad Hashem, those, we will continue, Ad Hashem, next time, with Yevamis Daf Aleph.